Ron made to stuff the robes out of sight, but Malfoy was too quick for him. He seized the sleeve and pulled. "Look at this," said Malfoy in ecstasy, holding up Ron's robes and showing Crabbe and Goyle. "Weasley, you weren't thinking of wearing these, were you? I mean, they were very fashionable in about 1890. "Eat dung, Malfoy," said Ron, the same colour as the dress robes, as he snatched them back out of Malfoy's grip. Malfoy howled with derisive laughter. Crabbe and Goyle guffawed stupidly. "So, going to enter, Weasley? Going to try and bring a bit of glory to the family name? There's money involved as well, you know. You'd be able to afford some decent robes if you won." "What are you talking about?" snapped Ron. "Are you going to enter?" Malfoy repeated. "I suppose you will, Potter. You never miss a chance to show off, do you?"
"Either explain what you're on about, or go away, Malfoy," said Hermione testily over the top of the Standard Book of Spells, Grade 4. A gleeful smile spread across Malfoy's pale face.
"Don't tell me you don't know," he said delightedly. "You've got a father and brother at the Ministry, and you don't even know. My God, my father told me about it ages ago. Heard it from Cornelius Fudge. But then, father's always associated with the top people at the Ministry. Maybe your father's too junior to know about it, Weasley. Yes, they probably don't talk about important stuff in front of him."
Laughing once more, Malfoy beckoned to Crabbe and Goyle, and the three of them disappeared. Ron got to his feet and slammed the sliding compartment door so hard behind them that the glass shattered.
"Ron," said Hermione reproachfully, and she pulled out her wand, muttered, "Reparo,"
and the glass shards flew back into a single pane and back into the door.
"Well, making it look like he knows everything and we don't," Ron snarled. "Father's always associated with the top people at the Ministry. Dad could have got a promotion any time. He just likes it where he is."
"Of course he does," said Hermione quietly. "Don't let Malfoy get to you, Ron."
"Him? Get to me?
As if," said Ron, picking up one of the remaining cauldron cakes and squashing it into a pulp. Ron's bad mood continued for the rest of the journey. He didn't talk much as they changed into their school robes and was still glowering when the Hogwarts Express slowed down at last and finally stopped in the pitch darkness of Hogsmeade Station. As the train doors opened, there was a rumble of thunder overhead. Hermione bundled up Crookshanks in her cloak, and Ron left his dress robes over Pigwidgeon as they left the train, heads bent and eyes narrowed against the downpour. The rain was now coming down so thick and fast that it was as though buckets of ice-cold water were being emptied repeatedly over their heads.
"Hi, Hagrid!"
Harry yelled, seeing a gigantic silhouette at the far end of the platform.
"All right, Harry!"
Hagrid bellowed back, waving.
"See you at the feast if we don't drown!"
First years traditionally reached Hogwarts Castle by sailing across the lake with Hagrid.
"Ooh, I wouldn't fancy crossing the lake in this weather,"
said Hermione fervently, shivering as they inched slowly along the dark platform with the rest of the crowd. 100 horseless carriages stood waiting for them outside the station. Harry, Ron, Hermione and Neville climbed gratefully into one of them. The door shut with a snap, and a few moments later, with a great lurch, the long procession of carriages was rumbling and splashing its way up the track toward Hogwarts Castle.